Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, in 2026, the Brewers will be the home team at technically 3 ballparks. American Family Fields of Phoenix in Arizona, American Family Field in Milwaukee, and historic Bowman Field in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. This is so cool. The Brewers are going to play the Braves in the 2026 MLB Little League Classic, August 23rd, during the Little League World Series. MLB brought this to light in 2017. They've been doing it ever since. They had 1 year off due to COVID, but it quite literally puts Major League Baseball players right in the heart of one of the time-honored events and traditions in America, and that is the Little League World Series. Rubbing elbows with the stars is what it's all about.
What a fabulous experience.
And a great opportunity here for the Brewers. We welcome in Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. Hi, Rick.
Good afternoon, guys.
How did this opportunity come about? Was it something that the Brewers pursued, Rick, or did MLB approach you about it?
Well, every year, MLB approaches the clubs and inquires of their interest in participating in the Little League Classic or the Field of Dreams or International Series. And we said we had great interest in the Field of Dreams game in Iowa and the Little League Classic. And we were fortunate enough to get chosen. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about it. It's going to be a great experience for the players. And it'll be just a unique opportunity to sort of get back to our roots in Little League and then meet with the Little League players and then play a game that counts against the Braves that evening at Bowman Field.
So how does this event, Rick, fit into the Brewers' broader strategy to grow the fan base and in youth engagement?
Yeah, well, I think it's really part of MLB's overall plan, which is, the more we can do these kind of, baseball events where, I think we had it at a racetrack. You do it in Iowa, you do it in Little League. We did it in Mobile, Alabama, obviously internationally. I just think it provides a spotlight. And obviously, the entire country will be focused on that broadcast, that game. And it's kind of a special event. So, yeah, I mean, it's great for the brand, but it really is great for baseball. And it's all part of the strategy to just, showcase what we think is the best sport in the world to special fans there and also to a national audience.
I mean, it kind of feels like you won a contest here, right? I mean, it really is cool. Baseball selected you and Atlanta. Any idea how many other teams were interested?
Yeah, I think most teams raise their hand and want to do it. And so, we felt that we were long overdue to get selected. And it was a nice sort of acknowledgement that, the Brewers have a more than just a local following. And I do think that, having success in the postseason and having a little bit more of a national footprint gets you noticed and gets you awarded for these kind of events.
Can you kind of walk us through the events of the Little League Classic and what happens earlier in the day with the players and how it all moves along?
Yeah, not having done it, I'm doing it as best I can based on what I've talked to other teams. So the team gets there, and I think the team literally flies that morning, and then we're going to go to the players will show up at Little League game and watch a contest of the players. They'll meet the players. There's some, pomp and circumstance in the afternoon after the game, and then we play a 6:10 game at night, and then we have an off day the next day, and then we play the Mets at Citi Field. So They'll be busy from the time they hit the ground, in Williamsport to getting the game played. And I know the players are excited because obviously some of them did play Little League, but, it reminds you that this is just a little kid's game. And, the magic that the Little Leaguers look at to these big league players and aspire to be them and our players who get a kick out of interacting with the kids, it's fun. It's going to be a cool environment, and players are excited about it. They like doing this kind of stuff.
They should let you play in the Little League field, Rick, right? I mean, really turn it up a notch here, right? 200-foot fences and just pound the ball left and right out of the park.
Yeah, well, I think, don't worry, the dimensions will be Major League standard. Otherwise, you would see, a lot of our pitchers all of a sudden coming up with sore arms and not being able to pitch in a true Little League field, whereas all our hitters who are on the IL would suddenly get healthy. But yeah, no, it's major league dimensions that are, the baseball does some retrofitting, and yeah, it should be fun. I'm really looking forward to being there.
I feel like over at the Brewers, you guys are so good about events and just holding unique things that get the fans pumped up outside of the games. Will there be any Little League Classic themed events back here in Milwaukee for fans?
Probably unclear, because, you know, obviously, as much as I'd love to have and encourage people from Wisconsin to travel, there's only 2,500 seats, and they're all reserved for Little Leagues, Little Leaguers and their families. So there's really no opportunity for fans to just buy tickets and come. But we're still trying to figure out, you know, what we can do. We've got some interesting things we're going to, you know, promote, and we're not going to release it yet. But, you know, on the heels of the Home Run Derby that was so successful, we've got a couple of ideas that in the similar vein that I think will be a lot of fun for the fans. But until we finalize all of them, I'll keep it close to the vest.
Brewers President of Business Operations Rick Schlesinger joining us here on WTMJ. And part of the newscast here, Rick, I was going through the new rights agreements for Major League Baseball. I mean, it used to be when I was a kid growing up, you watched Brewers baseball on the same channel you watched Three's Company and the Ropers, right? I mean, like, it was quite literally, that's what you did, and only away games were broadcast. So now we live in this crazy different world where if you want to find Brewers baseball, and of course we hope people do it here on WTMJ, but there are so many ways now to watch Major League Baseball. What do you make of the latest rights deal, and how many different services and locations Brewers baseball will be found?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. So I can date myself. I remember when the Brewers were on Channel 18, and it would be like 12 to 15 road games, and it'd be like, you know, a whole series on the road, because, you know, obviously it's cheaper to have, you know, people there for one series versus scattering it. But yeah, baseball's evolved. You know, this is true for, frankly, all professional sports, and this is the future. It's going to require a little bit of navigation skills for our audience, but the one thing we're finding out is that the fans are able to figure out where the games are, and there's also different platforms. So, you know, we're trying to reach a vast new audience. So, you know, Netflix and ESPN and NBC, they all bring different demographics to the table, and they all have different production aspects. And, you know, Netflix is a new partner. Obviously, we've been in business with ESPN for years. NBC is a new partner after being with us in the 90s. So, yeah, I'm excited to see all the different offerings. And, yeah, there's going to be a little navigation skills required. But, you know, we're sort of in this generation where people are able to find, you know, things. They've got so many services and pay TV options, and they seem to find the services. And after a little bit of a learning curve, I'm sure that they'll find the games.
Rick, Greg and I were just talking about how quickly the holidays are coming up here. And I know you guys have, you're tweeting out, X-ing out, I guess you would call it now, on social media, mm-hmm. that you guys have some great holiday gifts. I know one of my favorite ornaments, I've got a little Bernie Brewer. I tend to have them closer to the top of my tree. I love it. You guys have a Brewers holiday bundle?
Yeah, so there's a six-game package. We're also, you know, with obviously having such a great success, there are a huge amount of people looking at 20-game plans that have been sort of our staple for our season seat holders. But, you know, and we're selling all-inclusive group spaces now that are going really well. We've got group opportunities, and I got single game individual sales will happen next year. But there's so many different ways for people to buy small bundles for the holidays as gifts. And again, whether it's six games or 20 games or a full season, they're selling really well. We're really excited about the off season and what business is bringing for us.
Well, looking forward to next season already. Before you know it, spring training will be here. Believe it or not, it is right around the corner. Great to catch up with Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers. Great stuff, Rick. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll check it again soon.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Rick Schlesinger joining us here on WTMJ. This is such a great opportunity. You know, I played a lot of Little League Baseball, and our teams never made it to the Little League World Series. There were regionals and all these little tournaments, and you felt the pressure of that as a little kid, and you wanted to get to Williamsport. And occasionally a team from Wisconsin does, but you know, just imagine playing your game and looking up in the stands and seeing Christian Yelich and seeing, you know, any one of a number of
That's
major league ball players
so cool.
Cheering for you, watching for you, high-fiving, having a hot dog. Like, talk about role reversal. I think it's an incredible, incredible event.
That is an experience those kids will never forget. They'll be telling their kids and their grandkids. It's going to be great.